in the middle of Az Yashir, Notisa Yamincha Timlaim Ayarin. So Rashi, going with Rashi, and if Rashi is not Masbir, then Targum. Notisa Yamincha, many people explain Notisa means that you raise your hand. Notisa, you spread it out, you raised it, which is how the Targum is Mefarash. Rashi learns Notisa from Noite, to bend. You turned over your hand, and Rashi says, like, what happens when you turn over your hand and you're holding something in your hand? It falls out of your hand, and it falls into the foreign cracks. He says the Rishayim, everybody's in the Rebbe Nishlam's hands. He says the Rishayim in the Rebbe Nishlam's hands, when he bent his hand, when he turned his hand, then the Rishayim fell out of his hand, and they were broken. Natisi mincha, tivloim ha'aretz. And the aretz swallowed them up. Now, it's a little bit interesting. Where did the aretz swallow them up? We know that the yam spit them out. The aretz, it's Mitzrayim, mesal svasayom. So Ramban is Masber, he says that in a Hanami, after they got spit out, that Klal Yisrael should see them, that they died, then they were Zeichet Tekfur, like Rashi says, because they said Hashem Atzadik. I mean, afterwards, there was a few different things. They drowned in the Yam. Then the Yam spit them out onto the Yabasha, and they saw that they died, and then they were swallowed up by the ground. So it was Pashad Anais. What happened afterwards? After they all died, they were swallowed up. Nochisa v'chaz d'cham zuga alta nehalta baschan v'kachecha. Nochisa and nehalta are really two lashonis that mean to lead. Malvim says that nochisa means to lead, and nehalta means that you lead people that are tired and weary. But b'etzem they're two lashonis of leading. V'noham elikim derecher plishtim. Nochisa v'chaz d'cham zuga alta. You led with your chesed, with your great kindness. You led them out of Mitzrayim. Am zuga alta zu. Very often is used as Asher, the nation which you redeem. Nahalta biozcha el nevei kachecha. Even though it's a lashon of avar, it's referring to the asid. Nahalta biozcha el nevei kachecha. You led them in your might el nevei kachecha to the Beis Hamikdash. That didn't happen as of yet. Beis Hamikdash is not going to be built for another 400 years. What does that mean that you already led them? So, Gadikim Dumani, the Yemisim Ben Uziel says that says that Leil Pesach, Kadosh Baruch Hu took all of Klal Yisrael, brought them to the Makom HaMikdash, and made the carbon Pesach, and then he brought them back to Mitzrayim. That's what the Targum Yemisim Ben Uziel says. But so it could be that they already went. But Nehalta Baschal, the Ibn Ezra says Kiderech Hanevuos, his lashon is. B'loshen Ovar Tachas Asid Kimishpata Nevuos. Nevuah, sometimes, even though it's referring to the future, it doesn't mean the past. Lulei de Mesafin Amin, I would say the reason is because when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that he's going to do something, it says it's already done. There's no tzad that it's not going to happen. The Meila, Nehalta Baschanim Kachacho, you led them, it means that you will lead them till the base of Migdish. Shomu Amim Yergozun, Chil Ochaz Yeshve Peloshes. The nations they trembled when they heard what happened. The Chil Ochaz Yesh Peloshes, Rashi says, was the people living in Peloshes. They killed out the Bnei Ephraim. Bnei Ephraim left Mitzrayim 30 years early, and when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they were killed out by those on their way to Eretz Yisrael. They killed out by those by leaving Peloshes, those that lived in Peloshes. So Memela, fear gripped the people that lived in Peloshes. They said that Klal Yisrael is going to take revenge. Oz nevalu al fei adayim. This also became a fear. Alu fei adayim ve'elei moav yechazim arad. They got scared. They weren't scared that the alu fei adayim, the chashuvim of adayim, and the strong ones of moav yechazim arad, trembling seized them. Why? Because they weren't scared that they were going to get killed. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael not to kill adayim and moav. He says, you're allowed to take away their money, but you're not allowed to kill them. So they were scared that they're going to take all their money. But everybody else in Canaan, they mamish melted. Because they were scared, Klal Yisrael was going to come and wipe them out. You caused to people's really lashon of asid. We're asking Hakadosh Baruch Hu to continue to place upon them fear and trembling. With your tremendous koyach, yidimuk oven. When I was in 10th grade, my mitzvah parasha is parasha b'shalach. So I learned parasha. In America, you can learn the whole parasha. I learned b'shalach. I was in 10th grade. My rabbi says to me, like somehow came up, and he says, what did you say? How did you read this pasuk? Or yidimu. He says that he was once in Philly Yeshiva, Shver was the 10th year Rebbe, he was the 10th Rebbe in Homrich, Shver was the 10th year Rebbe, Rebbe Stefanski, Zuchrin Lebracha, was the 10th year Rebbe in Philly, he was by Shver for Shabbos, and the Balkari read it Yidmu Kaven, and Rishon Kamenetsky Shlita told the Balkari to go back. Yidmu, why, what's the difference between Yidmu and Yidimu? Yidmu means to be compared to, similar to, Doimim. Yidimu Vayidoyim Arim means to become silent. Rashi doesn't say anything on this pasuk. The only person that's metargamed is the targum. He says yishtikun. They become silent like Evan. And Rashi doesn't say that that's not from Shah. It's Vasa Rashi's masking. Rashi wasn't masking you to say that from Shah. She's dark about Kedush. It's Vasa that the Pash of Shah is that it means to become quiet. When there's a dogish, yidimu, it means to become quiet like Ovin. So you want to know what I said? I said, I am absolutely not telling you what I said. But if you all want to know, I certainly didn't say yidimu. But a lot of Bali Kriyo are medactic to say yidimu. Yidimu Kovin. Ad Yavaram Cha Hashem, Ad Yavaram Zukaniso. That until you get to the, we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to show his great kayach, Ad Yavaram, till Klai Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, the double lashon Rashi says is Ad Yavaram Chashem, Ad Yavaram Zukanisam, till Kadosh Baruch Hu, you bring us over, you help us over the river, which river are you referring to? So Rashi says, Nachal Arnon and Nachal Hayarden. Arnon is in the end of Chukas. Says that they went through, that they were, Klai Yisrael went through, there was a valley with a river, and Klai Yisrael went through, and all the Amorim were hiding out in the mountains, and there was two different types of mountains. Some mountains stuck out, some mountains had indentations, and they were standing on the top and ready for Klai Yisrael to come through, and the mountains came one to the next, and the Blitis went into the places that were indentations, and they smushed all the Amorim. So they davened to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should pass over the Yarden, pass over Arnon, pass over the Yarden without having any trouble. Tefila Besem, this whole pasuk is really a tefila. Tipul Aleim Lasa V'Vachan, it's referring to the future, L'Chayra. So I think, until we get to the Mokam HaMenucha V'Hanachla Me'Rizeche V'Karavash.